하루하루 광경마하던 수리샹그랑 Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. And before we get started, I have an announcement for you. So many of us are really awakening in our spiritual paths and realizing that spirituality is so much more than more information, more manifestation, more materialism, but it really all comes down to embodiment, being in touch with who you are, your truth, your soul's purpose. And we're realizing that so much of spirituality has been so focused on the masculine, how to disconnect, how to be still, how to be nothing. But really what the feminine wants is to be with everything, with her movements and her expressions and her community and her joy and her purpose. And this is why I created Rose Gold Goddesses. It is the feminine approach to spirituality, where each and every month we are tapping into different goddess archetypes. So this past month, we were working with Goddess Gaia, connecting to our grounded, earthy, anchored energy, especially while the world is so chaotic. The month before that, we were tuning into Goddess Ichel, connecting to our womb wisdom, our menstrual cycles, aligning them with the moon. Before that, we have been connecting with so many goddesses, from Lalita Sundari for sacred sensuality, to Durga for courage, for our dharma, to Kuan Yin for compassion, to Bridget for new beginnings, and so many others. So if you are loving Highest Self Podcasts and these types of conversations and episodes that really take spirituality to that deeper, ancient, embodied, earthy, and feminine element, and you're craving to connect with spiritual soul sisters who are also resonating with this more embodied approach to spirituality, then I invite you to join us in Rose Gold Goddesses, the sacred sisterhood collective all about embodying the goddess within. So besides the monthly goddess circles, we have so many workshops that I've created for you, from my Healing and Embodiment Through Dance course to my Awaken Your Powers Masterclass with Shaman Durek, my 10-day Discover Your Dharma audio course. Starting in January, we're going to be putting Dharma pods together so you can create your own mastermind of people to support you to find your Dharma, and so much more. There is no community out there like this. If you check out the website and see the transformations women have had from being part of this community, you will be mind blown. So head over to rosegoldgoddesses.com to join the community now, and I'm so excited to meet you inside. Again, that's rosegoldgoddesses.com, and I'll see you in there. So the past year and a half of my life has been completely focused on this topic of your dharma, your soul's purpose, the big reason why you are here. The word dharma is an ancient Sanskrit word that has 16 different definitions, but the one that we will really be speaking into is your soul's purpose, the reason why you incarnated on this planet at this time. So I've been researching it. I've been doing this podcast for years and really diving deep into this topic. And what I've realized is that one of the major reasons why, truthfully why, and this might be a little bit edgy, but one of truthfully the reasons why so many people are not living their dharma, especially spiritual, conscious, empathic, heart-centered people. Do you want to know the reason why? They're afraid of success. So I want to ask you, are you afraid of what success could look like? Are you afraid of really putting yourself out there and doing such an incredible job that you don't know what it would look like? You don't know what kind of demand there would be for you. You don't know how much work might be on your plate. You feel so overwhelmed by the possibilities of what your success could look like that you're actually sabotaging yourself. You're holding yourself back. You aren't putting yourself out there. You're not applying for the job. You're not sending the email. You're not signing up for the course. You're not doing the training because you're afraid of how successful you can be. And here's how we sabotage ourselves. We don't recognize that we're doing this. We don't recognize that fear of success is there. So we continually find ourselves in these situations that we're so close to the very thing that we want. We're about to do it. We're about to say yes. We're about to sign. We're about to drop in. And something comes up, some type of fear, some type of doubt, some type of hesitation, and it has a really valid excuse. It has a really valid excuse, so you believe it. It says, well, how do you know you're going to make it? Oh, well, that's too risky. What if you become so busy you don't have time for self-care anymore? What if you don't have time for your family? What if you don't have time for your friends? What if your life just becomes really, really stressful because everyone's going to want to work with you? And because of that fear of your enormity, you minimize yourself. But we don't recognize that it's because of that. So we end up having this hesitation. That fear is there. That fear sounds really juicy. It's a really believable story of, you know what, like, you shouldn't sign up for that school because you don't even know how it's going to end up. You don't even know if you're going to get successful, and they can't guarantee your success. So why should you waste the money and waste the time? And you're probably just going to end up exactly where you are. Why? Because we tell ourselves we're not capable. We aren't worthy. We aren't willing to put in the work. We're telling ourselves these stories. So then we blame it on the externality. Oh, well, this job might not be the right thing for me. This school, this program, this move, this relationship, whatever it is. And we sabotage ourselves. We say no. We drop out. We back out. We ghost because we believe we're keeping ourselves safe when really we're keeping ourselves small. And there's a very big difference between the two. Because having a doubt that is actually something that may hold important information, it's not going to stop you at the last minute in fear. That's not the texture of it. It's something, when a doubt shows up, it's something that was there all along. And when you go into it, you realize that nothing in this life is guaranteed, but it's still allowing me to expand. I'm feeling more expansive by trying this job, trying the school, trying this relationship, trying this move. I don't know if it's going to be my guarantee, but I'm going to try it. Or it doesn't feel expansive and you choose not to. But that sabotage voice, that voice of fear of success, it creates a picture of what your success will look like and paints it in very negative colors. It paints your success as someone who's going to be overworked, overtaxed, overspent, overburnt out, all of the things that you don't want, and says, hey, over here, you're safe, you're happy, you're comfortable. So let's stick to exactly where you are. And this voice keeps us small. This voice keeps us running around in circles. This voice repeats us in the exact same situation that we have grown tired of. But because that path, that circle is so familiar, it wants to keep us exactly there. So I'd love to ask you, are you afraid of what success looks like? Are you afraid of what your life could really look like if you were fully using all of your gifts, all of your strength, all of your powers? Are you afraid of truly embodying your dharma? Are you afraid of the demand? Are you afraid of the fame? Are you afraid of the money? Are you afraid of the responsibility? And let's be real. Growing is going to have growing pains. We can't avoid that. But are you keeping yourself, withholding yourself from having these growing pains, that instead of having growing pains, you're having stagnant pains? And stagnant pains, I would argue, are even more painful than growing pains, because at least growing pains, you know, it's a stretch and this stretch hurts, but it's making me more open, expansive, flexible. So it's worth it. Stagnant pains are, it hurts because I've been so stuck exactly where I am. It hurts and I don't like where it's going. It hurts and I'm getting more contractive with every day. So you're going to have pain regardless. But do you want to be growing with it or do you want to be stagnant with it? That's your choice. So In my new book, Discover Your Dharma, which is now available for pre-order, you can see more information about it on my website on discoveryourdharmabook.com and also on my website, iamsaharrose.com. On my Instagram, you can see the cover. It's available Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, your indie bookstore, wherever books are sold. But really, I dive more deeply than I've ever seen any book before on this concept of dharma and really going through the exact fears, hesitations, and concerns that I had, that so many people I've interviewed, so many people I've polled, so many people I've surveyed, experienced, coached have had with this concept of stepping into your full expression, your full purpose, and like the fear, the overwhelm, the confusion, the risk, all of that is addressed in this book. And my issue with a lot of times with spiritual books is they don't include the taking action. And then a lot of times in business books, they don't include the spirit. So for me, it was both. It was, how can I be in relation with my purpose, with my soul mission, with my expression, and become a channel of that and use these Vedic tools such as Ayurveda and the doshas to help me understand my dharma, the chakras to help me channel my dharma, the 9 dharma archetypes that I've created to help me discover them even deeper. And then how can I actually go out there in the world and implement and take action on it? So it really combines the two. So if you're curious to learn more, pre-order the book at discoveryourdharmabook.com, available wherever books are sold. I also have our Dharma Archetype quiz available for you, so you can learn more about your Dharma Archetype in the meantime over at dharmaarchetypequiz.com. You can find all those links in the show notes, and I'm super excited to bring you on this journey. We're going to be talking a lot more about dharma on the podcast leading up to the book launch on January 5th, and I'm super excited to have you on this journey and have all of us really step further into our purposes, especially coming into this new year. If you loved this episode, I would love to send you a free gift, which is the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind-Body Type. This is a different book than Eat Feel Fresh, my first book ever, which is not released anywhere, and I am gifting it exclusively to those who leave a review of my podcast in the iTunes store. So all you got to do is head over to iTunes, where you may be listening to this podcast, and leave a review. Take a screenshot that you've left it and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, that's Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which goes all into Ayurveda, doshas, plant-based nutrition, body types, all of the things in a really fun and engaging way. So this is my gift to you for free for supporting the podcast. Every single review I personally read, it really helps the podcast be listened to by more people so we can raise the vibration of the planet together. And I am so grateful to have you on this journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.